here on that. Well, Hannah thought her journey with Pepe was just getting started, but the girls had other plans. After landing in the bottom three, Hannah's fate was left to the safe Islanders. And in a surprise move, the girls sent her packing.
We actually have unseen footage of that deliberation that we can show you right now.
Obviously a very, very hard decision for all of us because we have like a special bond with each individual girl up there. Mm-hmm. But I truly feel like this should be fair and we should go from like the strongest couple to like the weakest. And all we have to go off of is just like recent things that's happened and recent conversations. Yes. I think that's only fair.
Okay, can we go one by one?
Pepe Hannah. And Hannah.
They're solid.
Amazing.
They're good. They're really good.
They're really solid, and he's really happy, and she's really happy. Yeah. And I would hate to fuck that up.
Me too.
And then...
any input?
I don't know how I feel about going based off of the connections, mm-hmm. simply because if we're using Hannah and Pepe for an example, I just... thinking about their connection, I think about her and Charlie's connection, how it happened instantly, mm-hmm. and then how her and Pippa's happened instantly. And when it was you and Jeremiah, I'm like, you know what? I can't be the one to say that love at first sight is not a real thing. But then it's like, look where you guys ended up. Mm-hmm. And
you got a good point, Shelly.
We keep talking about exploring, and not for nothing, I haven't seen that.
Yeah.
So that's why this whole like strong connection thing, like I'm scared to go based off of just that, because I feel like being in here was about exploring your connections and finding your person and actually looking, you know, within other people, not just automatically you make a connection with this person, now I'm stuck like glue with you. I think I really feel it's more about people's actual actions and intentions on being in here, which was to find your person.
So let's table that.
Okay.
Iris, I feel like she's had the least amount of time in here, which is unfortunate. B, she hasn't gotten the chance to explore a connection that isn't within her decision.
Exactly.
C,
and you know what I want to also throw into there? Even when it wasn't her decision, she still then tried to explore it.
And give said, you know what? I've been dealt this deck. I'm going to go through it and try my hardest.
She's definitely going about it the right way.
Yeah. I don't want to do it to any of them.
And then Amaya.
Iris is,
they all deserve to be here.
No, they do.
Agreed.
They do. I think Amaya, I really feel like I don't want her to go home.
I don't want her to go home.
I feel Amaya's like not going home. She gives her all in all her connections that she's made so far. And she's been beating herself up so bad about this situation.
So it's either Hannah or Iris.
I really feel like Iris has truly been putting her best foot forward. She's been dealt with some fucking shitty ass cards, y'all.
I would feel awful sending Iris home. But then again, I would feel awful sending Hannah home.
Hannah's such a fucking light in this place.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, this is like crazy.
She is such a big personality. I love that girl down.
I love her too.
She's so sweet.
1, 2, 3 name.
1, 2, 3 name.
Oh, y'all.
All right, take 10 seconds.
I feel so bad, man.
7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Hannah.
Oh, fuck.
Hannah, what does it feel like to see that?
I just need a second.
You're okay, babe.
It hurts, but I understand. It feels better to know now, I guess, the explanation, because I think that's what I struggled with a lot, is I just felt like there was so many unanswered questions, and I just was wondering what I did wrong or if there was something I could have done or said that would have changed things. But I'm grateful for my experience, and I just was not gonna find love in the villa, and that's okay.
I'm wondering if any of the ladies regret dumping Hannah. or does your reasoning still stand?
Sending someone home is never a good feeling, and even sitting here seeing you emotional now is not a good feeling either. In that moment, I was like, maybe we could do things a little bit differently. There's other people here who haven't gotten a chance to find a connection. Like, in a little part of it, we were thinking like, oh my gosh, she gets to see Charlie again, which at the end of the day, we still didn't even feel good about. Immediately after, we were very emotional sending Hannah home. It felt almost like a betrayal, to be honest.
Iris, that made you really emotional.
Yeah, I really feel for Hannah. You know, she did have a strong connection. Sometimes I feel like, oh, maybe I should have went home because I didn't have a connection. But it's a hard thing to, like, live with.
Sending anybody home fucking sucks. It really does. Like, it's not an easy decision at all. When I tell you, we sit there for a fat minute thinking, they're like, come on, tell us your answer. We're just like, we don't fucking know. And Hannah's such a sweet little ball of energy, and she's flourishing right now. And I'm so proud of her. She made the freaking best of this shit. I'm proud of her.
Hannah, how do you feel hearing all of that from the girls?
I think that the general consensus from what I've seen since I've been out of the villa is everyone wants me to be so angry at them. And they're saying, like, they're not your friends, like, they wouldn't have sent you home. But regardless of who would have gone home, somebody was going to be hurt. And it doesn't mean that those friendships weren't important. And I don't, like, I would shut that down every time because you guys are important to me and you guys treated me so well. And, like, this wouldn't have happened. Maya and Brian wouldn't have happened. Like, I am so grateful that these beautiful connections were able to come, even if it was off of, like, a heartbreak for me. But, you know, everything happens for a reason, and I'm just grateful that I got to meet everyone and that I get to cherish these friendships forever.
What a great attitude.
Yeah. That's a sweet vibe.
Absolutely. We are going to